Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
You know, so, I mean, let's just rush through this. So Napier got married. It was great. It was at a park.
Yeah, we had a... It was a dog park.
All right, we're going to break. Thanks for tuning in. Bad when you're sad.
I got like 500 new followers.
What's going on with that, man?
Don't know.
Why are you getting so many followers? Are you tweeting something neat?
Nope.
Huh.
I just tweeted that WFO Dick's live right now.
So all your new followers saw that? So you should see a big turnout, right?
I hope so. I sure do hope so.
I don't.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am self-identifying myself as a four-year-old female alpaca named Gertrude. If you would like to contact the show to commend me on my bravery, the phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND. I am joined, of course, by my co-host Napier. And via Skype, filling in for Travis Hulse, Matt from the Lotus Cast. Hi, Matt.
Why, hello. Actually, I just want to be called Travis for the rest of the show. I am identifying myself.
You're self-identifying yourself as Travis?
Yes.
See, that's going to be hard to remember. But I promise you, you continue to call me four-year-old female alpaca named Gertrude, I will call you Travis.
Do I have to say all of that? Can I just call you Gertrude?
Yeah. No. I am a four-year-old female alpaca named Gertrude.
I gotcha.
That's my full name. I don't want to just be any old Gertrude. I'm an alpaca named Gertrude.
Well, I'm working on buying some comic books off of Craigslist right now and ignoring my children. So.
See, he's doing his Travis character. It's a bit.
It is. Hold on. See if you guys can...
Oh, he's clinking. You know, it's funny. I was thinking. You tweeted out that picture earlier of the glass with the ice in it.
Yeah.
And I realized that, you know, that that gal that messaged us on the Facebook, she seemed passionate, like she was a regular listener. But like, we never heard anything else after our big episode about her. You'd think that we would have got something back, but
you insulted her.
I didn't insult her. I just inferred that maybe she was three people and a Pomeranian.
Well, the Travis insulted her.
But we never heard anything back. So, I mean, is she gone? Is she not listening anymore? How do you know?
I hope that dumb cunt is gone.
Don't say that, Travis, Matt.
Travis.
No. We appreciate listens. Actually, I will tell you that our shout-out episode, it's so gross, Napier. Our shout-out episode was probably the most attention we've gotten in years. We got so many retweets and favorites and thank yous and new listeners that were excited to hear us shout them out.
So does that mean we're doing that moving forward?
No. See, the thing is like I try so hard to like put a good show together every week.
It doesn't feel like it.
I feel like that should be the thing that eventually catches on, and people are like, hey, you should listen to this show. They try really hard every week to do a good show, but that doesn't matter. What matters
probably
is
probably because we don't do it.
Saying people's names. And then telling them you said their name. We speak your name. And then you go and you listen to us speak your name.
You know, Mike, that's actually what the... if you go to twitch.tv and watch anybody that's like broadcasting out to their fans, that's all they do.
They just shout out the people that are listening to them?
Yeah, no, they shout out the son
of a... Is that a thrill? Like, does that hit you and you go, oh my God, that guy just said my name. That's so neat.
Yeah, but you also got to give them money sometimes to do that. Like, they'll shout out their subscribers. And when you subscribe, you got to subscribe for money.
But then what do you get? I mean, like, do you think that anybody listened to our show last week with all the shout-outs on it and said, holy shit, I'm going to go follow all those people on Twitter? Like the Follow Friday, everybody, the Follow Friday, and they get a big long list. Does anybody like look at that list and go, oh, well, this person Follow Friday'd them. I'm going to go down the list and follow all those people. They don't.
I guarantee you somebody got something out of that.
It's all a big like circle jerk. We're all just jacking each other's dicks for no reason.
If it feels good, there's a reason.
It doesn't feel good. It feels gross. Why was that a successful thing? That was bullshit.
Because it was genuinely funny.
Goofing on somebody.
Yeah, we had fun. Oh, shit. Let's break the formula tonight. Let's just shit all over all of our accomplishments of last week and fuck this up.
We like took our show and like we made it a Denny's.
No, we made it funny. Vindictive is funny.
We're like, hey, we're gonna paint our walls maroon and forest green like everyone else.
Nobody has
because those are the appetizing colors. Have you noticed that all the restaurants are either forest green or maroon on the inside?
Not McDonald's.
Was there like a feng shui study?
They usually do studies before they, like yellow and red, are those two colors are supposed to make people hungry.
Is that because we associate, like we've seen McDonald's ads our whole life that now...
No, because blood and piss are delicious.
I mean, like I see the red and the yellow and I associate that with growing up, seeing Ronald McDonald throw out chicken nuggets and I say, oh, that means it's time to eat food.
Pick those colors. Because they make people hungry.
But why?
I don't know. But I like Napier's piss and blood. I think that makes sense.
We're all warriors at heart, Mike. We dream of battle.
But why if, like the Denny's now, the one down the street from me, they remodeled their inside. Now it looks exactly like a Chili's. And the Chili's and the Red Robins and the fucking fucking Applebee's, they're all either maroon or forest green on the inside. And what does that mean? Are those do those colors say you want dessert?
No, it's probably easier to hide dirt.
Yeah.
That's why they do it.
Tip more.
It's like a dark color, but not too dark that it's like imposing.
Yeah, if you have like white everywhere, it's going to show shit. They do. Remember those white walls that we had at the Pizza Hut? They turned yellow and brown real quick.
Yeah, time stamp, 10 minutes in, Napier brought up Pizza Hut.
Excellent.
10 minutes into the show, Napier brought up Pizza Hut.
Why aren't they still
paying
us?
Yes, everyone, if you're a new listener, we did all work at Pizza Hut at one time or another.
By we all, you
me
mean
and
you.
Yeah. Matt, you never worked at Pizza Hut, did you?
No, I never worked at Pizza Hut.
Did you work at a fast food place of some sort?
Never, no. I never.
You skipped the food part of your life?
Yeah, I grew up in Kentucky, so I worked on horse farms and stuff like that. So.
Did you kill the horses and make like meat out of them or anything?
No, they were like
at no point in your life have you served food to anyone?
No.
That probably explains like why you're the way you are.
That doesn't make any sense.
You have to have some time in your life that you're serving food to people, I think. That's like a rule of life.
I served food to horses.
That counts.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, they'll kick the fucking shit out
of
you.
We solved that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's done for cleanliness reasons. You can't see dirt, therefore there is no dirt.
So Matt told me yesterday that he went and saw the Jurassic World. I assume you haven't gone and seen it yet.
Nope.
Are we gonna go see it? Are you gonna answer your phone? And we gotta go see the Jurassic World, right?
When are we going?
We gotta go sometime this week, right?
You have to go this week to see it. I mean,
we have to go see it. We have to go see the dinosaurs. Matt, what did you think of... Was it good?
Well, the movie was shit.
It wasn't good?
No, it was terrible.
I'm editing that part out because we need lots of people to go see it.
Why?
Because it was our pick in the Hollywood Fantasy.
I don't think you have to worry about people going to see it because I think as of today, they corrected the numbers and it outsold Avengers 2.
Woo.
See, that's good. That's good.
That's good.
But word of mouth will knock it down in the coming week, right? And that would be bad.
I think it's really weird. All of my friends are saying nothing but good things about it on Facebook.
Do you think maybe you missed something? Like maybe you missed like a crucial plot line and then it was actually pretty good?
Nope. I think everybody else missed something.
Now,
that's good movies.
All I remember, there was 3 Jurassic Park movies.
Yep.
And all I remember was the first one. The first one was great. And I remembered the third one being pretty bad.
No, the T-Rex ate that dog.
But the second one, to my recollection, wasn't too bad.
It wasn't that...
Yeah, see, I love all of the Jurassic Park movies, except for Jurassic World. I actually really do enjoy The Lost World, and I will watch the third one if it's on. I don't, just because it's really cool to see dinosaurs and dinosaurs eating people. That will never get old to me.
I hated the second one because Jeff Goldblum had a daughter... And I didn't hate the fact that Jeff Goldblum's daughter wasn't a white daughter. I hated the fact that...
Wait, she was like half black?
Yeah.
No, well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. That wasn't... That,
Jeff
that
Goldblum
wasn't
likes the black chicks. What's so bad about that?
The bad part is they kept saying how she was a gymnastic and a ballerina lady. And
black people, half black people can't be ballerinas?
No, but they put her in a situation where she had to use her gymnastics in a way that nobody has ever used gymnastics, that pissed me off.
What was that movie with the guy who kept having to do ninja stuff when he was he was like a gymnast and somebody gave us the DVD and we had to watch it and it was like he was doing ninja stuff, but it was all based on his ninja moves. Or his gymnastic moves. Like there was a whole bunch of ninjas surrounding him, and then, like, there was a couple of things that, like, he could dangle from and do, like, his rings routine, and then, like, everybody would run into his kicks.
Yeah, that makes no god... I hate when movies do
that.
What
was the name of that movie?
The Gymnast.
Gymkata.
Oh, God,
you remember Gymkata?
That was terrible.
That was a horrible movie.
Like, there just happened to be a pummel horse out there that he could, like, jump on and kick a bunch of people?
Yeah, that nobody has.
And they're like, hey, this guy's about to do his pummel horse thing. We better run at him.
Was that an actual movie that came out? Or
Gymkata, yes. It's a classic. You gotta go see it. But I don't remember. I need to watch Jurassic Park 2. The only thing I remember about Jurassic Park 2 is at the end, the T-Rex got on a boat.
Yes.
And they gave the T-Rex a boat ride because they were like, you know what would be better is if it wasn't Jurassic Park, it was Godzilla. And the T-Rex went to the city and stepped on people.
Like, the thing that doesn't make any sense about the boat scene is when the boat crashes, right? The boat, the crew is all murdered on the boat. And the T-Rex and the baby T-Rex that are on that boat, right, are in the cargo hold.
So he's just roaming around the boat.
Yeah, they're not murdering around people. The boat. And there's a scene where there's the like the hands or the arms of the captain are still on like the steering wheel to the boat.
So he ate all of them except his hands?
Yeah. But how did the T-Rex fit its head into the little captain room to eat the rest of the captain?
Do you think maybe the baby T-Rex went in there?
Yeah,
like,
but
in
even
a stealth
then,
mission.
Like, if it was out, how'd it get back in the cargo hold? Because the cargo hold doors were shut. It really doesn't make any sense.
Vampires?
Well, I think you just solved it, Napier. Thank you.
I remember seeing a thing on the internet that said like how much Jurassic Park would cost to like build and maintain, and it was something like $50 billion between like the science behind it, and then like another $11 billion per year to maintain it because you got to feed them all and you got to run all the rides and it's a lot of expense. See, Matt's telling me it's not good, but I still want to go see it.
You could make $1 billion off of recording the T-Rex fucking another T-Rex. Would you watch that?
Yes.
A T-Rex fucking another T-Rex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
See, I'll watch Moneymaker right there.
Just about anything fuck anything.
Yes.
Especially T-Rexes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you make a T-Rex fucking another T-Rex, I'll watch that. Oh, he'd have to lift his tail, right?
Yeah. I don't care what a T-Rex does. If there's a I would pay money to see a T-Rex. I paid money to go see Jurassic World.
Just to see there was a T-Rex, right? Because they were modifying a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, there's a T-Rex.
That's all I need. I need some T-Rex running around and doing some stuff. And I'll suffer through the rest, even if it's bad, just to see a T-Rex. Is it a CGI T-Rex or is it a puppet T-Rex? Right,
the other T-Rex. CGI T-Rex.
Does it lose something being CGI?
I think so. The CGI, to me, looks terrible the entire movie.
See?
It didn't look that good from the previews.
The Jurassic Park? Then why'd everybody go see it?
Because they're idiots.
See, but why did they? How do you get that you selectively only remember the first one, and then you got to go see the new one because you remember the first? Nobody remembers 2 and 3 weren't all that great. Because we talked about T-Rex being on a boat and Matt put those holes in it, I'm already convinced now that Jurassic Park 2 is probably shitty.
See, but here's the thing. Yes, that's one thing that makes that shitty. Another thing that makes Jurassic Park 2 shitty is when, like Napier was saying, the gymnastics girl does the gymnastics kick and kicks a velociraptor out of a barn. Like, that is also shitty. But
I'm telling you, Matt, you need to go see that Gymkata.
But there's an amazing scene in The Lost World when the dinosaurs, the T-Rexes, because there's a mama T-Rex and there's a daddy T-Rex, and they eat this guy, and like one of them throws him up in the air and then catches him, and the other T-Rex grabs the other half of him and they rip him in half. And, like, to me, that redeems the entire film.
Yeah, that's their Lady and the Tramp moment.
Yeah.
they kiss after sucking in the dude's organs.
You know, the Gymkata guy, he's kind of like a... he kind of looks Bruce Jenner-y. I don't know. He has, like, the shoulder-length brown hair. I mean, it's 1985. Everybody has Bruce Jenner fever.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny you think about it. I mean, like, Bruce Jenner was a pretty big deal in, like, the early, mid-80s. Like, I mean, everybody had the Bruce Jenner Wheaties boxes and the posters. I'm sure he was doing endorsements up the wazoo. And you think about, like, a kid that idolized Bruce Jenner for his sport achievements. Like, now would be what? Like, if it would probably be like 10 years, so it'd be like a guy in his 40s now.
Yeah.
And you think about, like, you had Bruce Jenner's poster on your wall, and you were way into Bruce Jenner, and now, like, the mixed feelings you have, like, being, like, looking at Bruce Jenner and saying, hey, that's a lady now.
Well, no, it's a dude that got his wiener pulled inside out.
No, he didn't do anything with his wiener, I don't think. He just, like, slapped on a fake pair of tits and put on a wig. I think that's all he did, really.
No, I think he got his wiener pulled inside out.
No, he didn't do anything with his wiener, did he, Matt?
I don't think so. I think
his wiener's fine.
So his wiener's still there?
I think so.
So yeah. What makes him a lady?
Because he says he's one.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how that works.
That one gal, she says she's black.
Yeah,
so
that's
you
how
just,
it works now, Napier.
You just accept...
If you identify...
That's what she is, because she says that's what she is.
I keep being told that I should feel bad for saying that Bruce Jenner is still a dude and still, like, a guy.
He's got a winger.
Yeah, I don't know why I should feel bad about thinking that.
Why can he just say, I'm a lady now, and then everybody's an asshole for calling him Bruce? We've known him for 30 years as Bruce. It's going to take some adjusting. Have you called me Mike yet? Because I don't want to be Mike. I am a female alpaca named Gertrude.
I never refer to you on this show.
But no, when they say, oh, I can't believe that you're still going to call him Bruce. Well, maybe I'll forget. I mean, like, to be polite, if like, I ever meet him and I'm like, you know, oh, hi, you know, who are you? He's like, I'm Caitlin. And I'll be like, okay, Caitlin, cool. But then, like, they're like, hey, who'd you meet? I'm going to be like, dude, I fucking met Bruce Jenner.
Exactly.
See, I didn't really care enough about Bruce Jenner to know Bruce Jenner beforehand. So,
well, I think, like, he's a little bit before our time.
Yeah, so I actually know more of him now that he's Caitlin. So I don't have a problem saying, what's up, Caitlin? Just because I know more about him just because of this story.
But this gal, I'm not too familiar with this. Actually, you were the one that brought it up to me, and I don't know. What's going on with the gal that was white but said she's black? And I saw pictures of that gal, and the first thing I saw was, that's a white chick.
Mike, it's my favorite story of all time right now.
That chick is obviously white.
Yeah. So she just got a spray tan to be as dark as possible and then put like this kind of nappy wig on.
Is she wearing a wig or did she just get like a perm?
No, it's a weave, I think. And now she's a black woman.
What's the chick's name?
Rachel Dolezal.
Dolezal. And she's like from Montana?
Yes.
And not only is she a member of the NAACP, she's like got like a position like on the board or something.
Yeah,
she?
She's like in her local area, she's in charge of the whole.
Is that because she's like one of five black people in Montana?
It very well could be. I mean.
So there wasn't much of an election. It was like somebody needs to be the president
right.
of the NAACP.
The NAACP is standing by her. And saying, well, she's done a lot of great things in her tenure as the person in charge.
Well, and the thing is like she, it's not like it's a goof. It's not like she's fucking with. It's not like she's doing like a Borat thing, and she's going to jump out and say, "Ha! I fooled you. I've been white this whole time."
She genuinely wants to be a black person.
I learned all your black secrets, and I'm taking it back to white base.
I swear, if you go to Twitter, that is how like the black response is from
like when you go to the donut shop or something, and like a black guy walks in behind you, and there's a black guy sitting over at the table, they will talk to each other and like, you know, oh, how are you doing? How's your mom? All the black people know each other, and I think it's because they go to secret black meetings, and so I think this is genius that we're sending in white spies to learn their secrets.
I think you just saw two dudes that like to go to the same donut shop.
No, man. I mean, I'll bring up Pizza Hut now. We worked at Pizza Hut. They all know each other.
Well, yeah, that's how they got jobs there. It was family members referring family members.
I'm just saying. Just saying. But
where I work, we have a lot of Africans that work for us, and they all know each other. I will stand by that statement.
It does kind of seem like they all know each other.
Yeah. They always branch off, and they're always there. Oh, this is my cousin, or you know, this is my brother. I was like, you guys aren't related.
So the Dolezal gal, it wasn't a goof. She was actually trying to help them.
Yes,
and
she's
so
actually called in hate crimes against her. Like, I guess. She's called the police before, stating that somebody put like a noose in her yard, and various other.
I bet those guys feel silly now.
So, but there's some controversy as to whether or not she called and made those up or not, and if they really happened.
Because she made up a lot of things, like being black.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, if you want to subscribe to that thought that. Maybe she does. Like, maybe she identifies as a black person, and she's a black person now.
But they don't accept her. They're telling her, fuck you.
Some people are. And, I mean, here's the thing. If you're gonna adopt the idea that, you know, the whole Bruce Jenner situation, Bruce Jenner is now a woman, is Caitlyn Jenner, then why can you not adopt the idea that this white person could feel like a black person?
I don't know, and I think that it would be really funny as if she had such a negative experience with the black people treating her badly once they found out that she was white, that like she becomes super super racist and then joins like the Klan or something.
That would be.
It would be like a full 360, because you know that's basically what it comes from is your experiences. You learn to not like something. I mean, you don't just wake up racist. Things happen to you that change your thinking and your behavior, and
right.
Maybe you have maybe like a black guy cut in front of you at the library or something, and you're like, God, I fucking hate black people now. You know, it happens. And so, I mean, like if this big public thing happens to her.
That's like, actually what happened to me, Mike, is when I was in first grade, there was one black girl in my class, and she smelled bad. So ever since then, I didn't like black people.
You know, there was this this real pretty Indian gal, not like Indian, not like the Asian Indian folks, in my kindergarten class. And I tapped her on the shoulder, and when she turned around, I kissed her, and she fucking socked me right in the fucking face.
Sounds appropriate. So
yeah, well, see, nowadays you'd probably get like expelled or something for unwanted touching and all that. But I mean,
you'd have to take a class or something.
This was the 80s. It was the Wild West back then, man. You could just smack kisses on any Indian gal you wanted to, and
Mike's just slapping girls on the ass.
She got in trouble. They sent her down to the principal's office, and she got in trouble for hitting me. I was fine. You know, they were just like, look. Mike's just showing some goddamn affection.
Mike's just being nice to you.
Yeah. What's your fucking problem, toots?
Now, we will note that she did not thank you.
No, she didn't. she hit me in the face. I think that's probably what messed me up for the ladies. Now I'm all awkward around them. I can't make eye contact. Because I'm afraid they're going to deck me.
Your awkwardness around ladies, but something that you did.
Well, yeah, but she hit me. My first attempt at showing some affection, I got socked in the face.
Well, here's the question. Did you do it again?
I didn't.
Then I guess it worked.
Guys, I guess we're going to take a little break, right? That's what you do. You take little breaks. When we come back, I got probably my favorite news story, possibly of all time.
Does it have to do with somebody becoming Asian?
No.
Oh.
I'll look that up, though.
Maybe we could all become Native Americans.
We just self-identify ourselves as Native American? Napier actually is 1/18th Native American, Matt.
Yeah, what might the as well hell is that the sound? Rest of the 18th.
Napier, just self-identify yourself as a full-blooded Native American.
Oh, well, I'm not.
Go do a rain dance.
I don't think those work even for real Indians. You'll notice a lot of them lived in the desert. It didn't really work. If it did, there wouldn't be a desert.
I don't know why you're trying to crush stereotypes, Napier.
I know.
No, I'm just trying to crush dreams.
He's a self-hating Native American.
He is.
That's what he self-identifies himself, as a self-hating Native American.
This is Strange Label. A romantic tale. As old as time.
Tell the story.
No, you tell the story.
Happy anniversary next week.
Yeah.
Fucker.
That's right. I'm the Beardy. Matt, sitting across from me, is the Beast. Melanie.
Shut the fuck up. It's not working. Just stop it.
These are the joys of doing a show with your spouse.
Yay. Want my badge to smell like gun barrel?
Oh, I would love for your vagina to smell like gun barrel. Oh my God, are you kidding?
Listen live every Monday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central to Beardy and the Beast.
Take the ride in the sunrise, down across the sand. Just you and me, and Debonair's F.O.D.
All the time. I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop. Gotta get some sleep. I'm so nervous in the night. And I don't know how to stop. 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 Call any number. I will talk to anyone. gone too far, much too far I've gone this time. Don't wanna think what I've done.
Hello, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Contact show WFO Dicks on Skype. Oh, WFOD show on Skype, I guess. Hey, you know what? Contact the Lotus Cast on Skype if you want to contact the show.
Yeah. Really?
Even when they're on.
Yeah, yeah. Just contact them. Well, I'm not dealing with this shit.
So I'll field all the calls.
Producer Travis.
Yes.
Taking care of the phones. Guys, let me tell you a little story. So the band Smash Mouth is playing a festival, like a in St. Louis, it's called Rib America.
Wait, before you get into this story, can we stop with Smash Mouth really quick?
I like Smash Mouth.
I really was a big fan of Smash Mouth when Smash Mouth first came out.
Which, you like the Walking on the Sun?
The first time I heard Smash Mouth was... I
think there was a period of time where Smash Mouth was good.
I bought the Can't Hardly Wait soundtrack, and they had two songs on there.
I don't think I would ever have identified myself as a Smash Mouth fan, but I think that like their first couple of songs, you know, were little toe tappers. I was fine with them.
Yeah, they were good.
Nowadays, though, not. I mean, I wouldn't say, you know, fuck Smash Mouth or anything crazy like that, but I don't.
Yeah, they're not Shinedown.
I don't pull up the Smash Mouth too often. But anyway, so the Smash Mouth is they're playing a the Taste of Fort Collins.
I bet it tastes great.
it's like a barbecue festival that has live acts. I've been to them before. I've actually been to them several times. I think Collective Soul was there a couple of years ago, and I went
love
to that.
Collective Soul.
And I saw Candlebox at one once. Good times. You go and you buy overpriced barbecue and you watch a couple of bands. I saw Montrose at
I don't know who that is.
At the Rib America Festival. So at this Taste of Fort Collins event, they got all these vendors that are you know, selling barbecue. But there was one vendor that was giving away loaves of bread.
I mean, if you're going to give anything away, I mean, it should be bread. If people are drinking a lot.
People are drinking a lot.
That bread.
they're getting barbecue. I guess they hey, I got my own bread, and you just slap the barbecue on their bread.
Yeah,
you're giving them out. They're giving, so everybody that walks into this place has a free loaf of bread in their hands.
A loaf of bread, at least sliced.
Yeah, sliced bread.
Okay.
So what do you do with sliced bread at a rock and roll concert, Napier?
Do you throw it?
You take out the slices of bread and you fling them like frisbees. So there's like, I mean, however many people go to the Taste of Fort Collins, let's say there's 1,000 people there, all armed with a full loaf of sliced bread.
That they didn't even have any investment in. They just got it when they walked in.
It was like, hey, either walk around and eat bread, feed it to birds, or throw it at the dude from Smash Mouth.
You should have started quacking like those ducks at a pond.
So somebody taped the audio, and I have the clip. I don't really think it's necessary to play, but needless to say, the guy from the band Smash Mouth was pretty upset about the whole bread thing.
You don't think the people at the Taste of Fort Collins were happy that Smash Mouth was there?
No, I mean, I'm sure they were fine with it. They probably came there to see the guy from Smash Mouth, but they got this bread, Matt. What are they going to do with it?
So it doesn't matter who's on stage.
It's a celebration, and they have bread. Napier, I want to conduct an experiment. So we'll get back to that. Remind me, I want to conduct an experiment, one of you. So he flips the fuck out, and he starts threatening to beat people up if they continue to throw bread at him.
Like the entire crowd.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a family-friendly event It's not like a rock concert. It's like a big barbecue that happens to have bands.
Mike, it's the taste
of Fort Collins. Yes. So I mean, he's like, "Fuck you." I'm gonna play the clip of Smash Mouth guy getting mad at them for throwing bread.
Fucking stage. I'm gonna come find your ass. I'm gonna beat your ass. Whoever the fuck you are out there, okay? You wanna be a badass? Come up here. Come on. Walk your badass up here. Come on. Come on stage. Come on stage, badass. Come on. Come on stage. You bring your ass off stage. You ever throw shit at me? I will tell you right now, I will beat the fuck out of you. Okay? You're a pussy punk bitch. Okay? You're ruining the show for thousands of people right now, because I'm gonna walk off stage, and guess what? You're paying for it, motherfucker, okay?
That is the cheeriest song to get told that you're gonna get your ass kicked. Yeah, so, I mean, this has got to be the encore, right? Because, I mean, they're closing with All-Star.
Yeah.
They have to be. So they're going out there, and everybody's really excited because they're about to play the one song that people probably know them for.
Right.
They're saying, oh my God, that Shrek movie wouldn't have been shit without this song. Thank God I've come to the taste of Fort Collins today to hear it.
No, maybe it's a bunch of Mystery Men fans.
Now, granted, I understand that if you're up there doing your job and somebody throws a bunch of bread at you, you probably feel, it's probably demeaning, right? It probably feels bad.
A little bit.
Like, these motherfuckers are throwing shit at me, it hurts my feelings. But there's no way that the bread hurt, right?
No.
No.
Now, Napier, I want to take your headphones off for a second. I want to conduct an experiment. I'm going to take my glasses off. I want you to stand up, and I want you to throw this piece of bread at my face as hard as you can. Don't crumble it up into a bread ball. Just throw it as a loose piece of bread at my face.
Wrap it around a rock first.
Just. I hope the sound of the bread hitting me in the head popped up on the microphone. But it did. It didn't hurt. I mean, like, I felt the bread. I acknowledged the bread was there. But the bread didn't really bother me. What I'm saying is, it's more funny than anything.
So was it like getting hit with a spongy piece of bread?
I would equate it to getting hit with a piece of bread.
But Mike, you might get a yeast infection.
Oh! I'm working on a parody song, though, and I only have the first couple of lines, guys. Maybe you guys can help me. I mean, usually I'd like try to do like a whole thing, but I only have the first couple of lines. Are you
yes,
ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Somebody once told me you gotta chill out, homie, but then I got hit in the face with some bread. That's all I got so far, guys.
That's gonna be a big hit, Mike.
You think?
Yeah. It's gonna take the parody world by fire.
That's what I'm going for. I'm gonna be parody guy now.
Doesn't Weird Al already do that?
Yeah, but he's gonna retire soon, right?
He has to retire soon.
I tried to reach out to Smash Mouth guy on Twitter. Said, "Hey, man, you want to call in tonight and talk about some bread?"
Yeah, what'd he say?
He didn't reply.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? If you say anything about Smash Mouth on Twitter, that guy like seeks out people mentioning Smash Mouth and replies to them all. Because I've mentioned Smash Mouth in like jokes before, and he's replied like, "Oh man." I mean, it's like simple stuff like that. He's just acknowledging, "Hey,
right,
I'm in Smash Mouth, and you mentioned Smash Mouth."
So you don't think that he has a sense of humor? Would you say that maybe his sense of humor is a little wry?
See, that was pretty good. See, yeah. That was a thinker. That took me a second. I was like, oh, that was a bread joke.
I'm just trying to fulfill my role as Travis.
Do you think now it's going to become a thing at all Smash Mouth concerts to get hit with bread? Like, everywhere he's going to go, people are going to start throwing bread at him?
Just now they know that gets his goat?
Yeah, see, but that's a thing now.
Most times you go to see Smash Mouth, you probably have to pay to see Smash Mouth. See, this is like a thing that Smash Mouth just happened to be at.
I don't know how many times people would pay for Smash Mouth. How many times would you go see Smash Mouth?
I don't know. You probably go see him once. I mean, they haven't put out a new album in like 5 years, so it's probably the same stuff, right? You go see Smash Mouth, you've seen him.
Yeah.
He picked a bad week, though, to have a really bad reaction to bread because of, you know, what Dave Grohl did.
What?
Dave Grohl fell off the stage during a song, and like they just put a cast on him, and he kept on singing with a broken leg. So, I mean, if you compare that to some fellas throwing some bread at you, it's not really comparable.
I mean, Dimebag Darrell got shot.
Right.
You know, you're just getting bread thrown at you. Right. Calm down.
Right. But I guess, you know, in the post-Dimebag world, you know, maybe he's worried that, like, you know, somebody's going to see all this bread getting thrown and, like, throw some combination locks at him, too. You know, because now the floodgates are open and now throwing stuff is okay.
We need a response from Bunny Bread and all the other bread manufacturers to say that they don't support this use of their product.
I like the free promotion nights at sporting events and stuff, but like if we set this precedent that like throwing the things is bad, then like what are we going to do with all, like, you know, on like free foam hand night? Are we going to keep those and take them home and clutter up our houses? No, we're going to throw them. We're going to rip pieces off of them and throw them and start a party.
Yeah, you shove baseballs into them.
That's what those things are really for, right?
I yes, they have to be. Or finger in your chick.
With a big foam one?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're number one.
But it's not a... There's no traction. You poke it there and it'll just fold over.
That's what mine does anyway. She's used there. To it.
You won't get it up there right.
No, you just sort of like pack it in there. You get a broom handle or something, just shove that little guy on in there.
Well, what do you guys got? You guys got something good going on? I mean, how was your week, Napier?
I keep getting these posts on my Facebook from this lady I used to work with, and I should probably just unfriend her, but it's way more fun to reply to her and piss her off.
And you like starting arguments with her?
More or less, yeah. And she's one of those really feministy broads.
Why is she posting on your... Is she just posting...
She's posting stuff, and then I see it.
And then you see it. So she's not like...
She's not saying... No, she's not saying anything to me.
They're like, hey, you're a man, fuck you.
Yeah, but she's saying stuff like, modern feminism, if you don't need it, then you don't need women's rights and all this other kind of horse shit. And it drives me up a fucking
wall.
So
she's for feminism?
Yeah, she's for feminism. She's one of those people that does the whole, it's not bisexual anymore, it's pansexual, which really means you'll just fuck anything that moves.
What's the difference?
There really isn't.
So bisexual
labels. You don't want to have like they want to be insulted by the original label so they can make a new label just so they could be offended.
So we make a label, we get used to calling them that, and then that label then becomes offensive, so we can't call them that. Why do we got to call anybody anything? Why can't we all just like fuck each other and hang out and not worry about it?
Well, for the pansexuals, they say that they don't care who they're having sex with. Be it a man, be it a woman, be it a man that thinks they're a woman, or a woman that identifies as a man.
Like, I saw they're making children's books now for little kids about like transsexuals.
That doesn't make sense, right?
And you're telling like a little kid who can barely read or write or spell their name or anything about, you know, daddy's wearing a dress now and stuff. And I if that is a real thing and people really identify themselves as a woman in a man's body or something, that's fine. But don't you think that's like a conversation you have with a kid, maybe a little bit after the birds and bees, and like you don't confuse the fuck out of like a 3-year-old and start talking to him about, well, you got a dick and ladies have a vagina, but sometimes guys want to be girls and they have a dick, but they feel like they don't have a dick. And it's confusing to me as a 33-year-old man. So I would imagine that it would be fucking crazy for a 4-year-old to hear it.
Right. Okay. So I have two daughters, and, yes, to go into that much depth of the situation, I think would be too much. Like, oh, this, you know, talking about dick surgeries and vagina surgeries and tit surgeries. Yes, that's a bit much. But I do like to have a conversation with my kids. Like, hey, listen, this is okay. Like, this is something that is – you should not think that this is absolutely insane. Because people can just be whatever they want or do whatever they want, and that's how it's going to work out. That's how I explain it to my kids.
You told your kids that, like, if they want to be dudes, then they can just be dudes?
No, I haven't, like, told them that because I don't want that to happen. That's fucking crazy. Jesus. no, but I have the conversation that, listen, like, you know, you can – however you feel or however you want to do things, you know, if that's how you want to do it, then that's how you do it. Like – I don't know. It's weird. Raising kids is not fun.
I remember growing up, there was tomboys.
Yeah.
And you know, the gals that wanted to play sports with the guys, and they wanted to play with the G.I. Joes and stuff. And then they eventually grow out of that and then become, like, in a lot of cases, good-looking ladies.
Yeah, they're athletic.
They're athletic. But, see, I feel like if you start confusing the fuck out of kids at an early age and start telling them, you know, hey, you know, if you want to be a boy, you just can. Then, like, you're kind of creating like this whole society of just thinking, oh, well, you know, I like playing with G.I. Joe, so obviously I'm a dude. And then, like, you just grow up.
Yeah, they can't just be a girl that likes to play with boy toys.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't teach my kids that there's such a thing as a tomboy. It's you're a girl. You like to play with G.I. Joes. That's fine. Like, there's no label on that. You're just an individual.
Is
who
tomboy
likes
offensive now?
I don't know. I don't know anymore, Mike. I guess it could be. It could be offensive. But I try to, like, separate that label of tomboy so that there's not, like, okay, well, if you play with this. If you play with a G.I. Joe, you're different than a girl who just plays with a Barbie. Like, you just...
The only time I've ever heard tomboy as an insult is from women to other women. I've never heard a dude say that as an insult to a lady.
So the T-Rex is in the cargo bay.
Yeah, and the baby. The baby's there, too, isn't it?
Okay, stick with me here for a second.
Okay.
It's probably a long boat ride.
Oh, easily, yeah.
I mean, they don't just have Jurassic Park, like, a couple of miles off the coast. Jurassic Park's way the fuck out there.
Yep.
Yes. And they're taking it. Wasn't it San Francisco?
Yep.
It's a pretty good ride.
Yep.
T-Rex is in the cargo bay. Theoretically, the cargo bay would probably be where all the food is, right?
Oh, and the T-Rex is drugged all to shit.
They open the door. They see fucking T-Rex is in there. They close the door. They say, fuck that. We can't go in there. That's where the T-Rex is, right?
Yep.
So they got this long boat ride and no food. They start getting cannibalistic, right? They start eating each other. That explains everything.
The boat ride wasn't that long.
It was long enough that if you didn't eat anything, you'd probably be really hungry.
Yeah, but not dead.
Yeah, they were tranked out of their minds, too. And there was two T-Rexes. There was the mama T-Rex, or maybe the daddy T-Rex, and I think it was the mama and the baby.
Okay, so the T-Rex gets out of the cargo bay.
Yeah.
And the T-Rex is chasing people around, chases them into, like, the little captain area, right? Obviously, he can't get into the captain area, but there's a couple of them in there, and he's fucking focused on them. He's going, I'm getting in that goddamn captain bay and eating these guys in the captain bay. So one of the guys just panics, and he says, Jesus fucking Christ, if I don't throw some of these guys out of here so that the T-Rex can eat them, then he's going to break open this thing and eat all of us. So there's a struggle. And that explains everything.
No.
Except the T-Rex was in the cargo bay up until when it crashed, and then they opened the cargo bay doors, and then the T-Rex got out.
Yeah, it was still in there when they got there. I have a better idea. Somebody saw the T-Rex.
Okay, the last guy. He sacrificed several people to the T-Rex to survive. He felt terrible about it.
Yeah.
He felt awful. And so after he threw a good chunk of the captain into the cargo bay to lure the T-Rex back into the cargo bay after he escaped and ate everyone and chased everybody around, he lured him back into the cargo bay and just felt so shitty about what he had done that he jumped into the ocean and killed himself.
No, actually, it was all done by the captain. The captain sacrificed everybody to the T-Rex, went upstairs into the captain's area, felt really bad about it, and then ripped off his own arms and then ran into the ocean.
That's
why the arms are there.
The boat crashed like into the dock in San Francisco, so the boat was on course. Is that all on autopilot? Because I would imagine that would take some kind of maneuvering. And the T-Rex ain't maneuvering shit. The T-Rex is the T-Rex.
I think that there was an activist on the boat that killed everybody, okay, and then thought, oh, maybe the boat will crash and blow up, and then he killed himself, like by jumping off into the ocean or something. And the boat crashes, but then the T-Rex...
There's like a T-Rex rights?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the T-Rex rights activist lets the T-Rex out.
Mm-hmm. No. They did that. Some idiot, when the boat crashed, some idiot hit the button and let the T-Rex out.
Like, oh, well, everybody's dead, and the boat crashed. Let's see what's in the cargo bay.
It's
exactly a T-Rex.
What happened.
Did they kill the T-Rex?
No, they lured... This is what they did. They took the baby, and they lured the T-Rex, like, in a car chase, back to the boat. And then they sent the boat back to the island.
And then did he just, like, get off the boat?
Just got off
like,
the boat.
Like, oh, I'm home, guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, a T-Rex can obviously steer the boat to San Francisco. It can steer it back to Isla Nublar.
You're missing a very valid point here. Now the dinosaurs have our boat technology.
That's also true. Hey, listen, I mean, in Jurassic Park 3, the fucking dinosaur ate a guy that had a cell phone, and then you could hear the cell phone ringing inside of his stomach the entire movie.
Now it's a cyborg.
Can you hear me now?
That's at one point, the dinosaur was like behind them, and they didn't know it was behind them until they heard the cell phone ringing.
So is Chris Pine... Chris Pratt. There's too many Chris's. I feel like you should have like a certain amount of one thing, and then you start using a different name. I mean, they all got fake stage names anyway. Michael Keaton's name is Michael Douglas, but you know what? He got it to Hollywood, and there was already a Michael Douglas, so he goes, "Yeah, I'm Michael Keaton."
Fair enough.
What you got to do.
I think you should do that with first names. There's too many Chris's right now. The Captain America, he's a Chris, right?
He is, yeah, Chris Evans.
And Chris Pine, he's Captain Kirk.
Yep.
And Chris Pratt, he's the third one in. He's not
Captain
Chris.
Dinosaur.
He's something else. Make him something else. What is he? He's
Robert.
Jim Pratt.
I think Bruce Jenner is available.
Yeah, he's Bruce Pratt. Bruce Jenner and Bruce. There isn't any other Bruces.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell.
He's dead.
There's enough of an age difference that I think you can make that distinction.
That's fine.
I mean, the Chris Evans and the Chris Pine and the Chris Pratt and the other Chris's.
I think they all look alike, too.
Yeah, they're all about the same age. They're all kind of big. They're all doing superhero stuff and all that. They need to not all be Chris.
I agree.
I'm glad we worked that out. Send the memo.
What were you going to say about Chris Pratt?
I don't remember now.
He's a good actor. I like him.
Yeah.
I like Chris Pratt, too, and he was the only good thing about Jurassic World.
So I'm going to insist here, Napier, because you kind of blew me off a little bit. Are we going to go see Jurassic Park this week?
When?
Sometime this week.
When?
What night are you free? Are you free Thursday? You got to look over at your wife?
Yep.
What are you doing Thursday, Napier?
Apparently going to see Jurassic World.
You have to ask... Is it okay if Napier goes and sees Jurassic Park on Thursday with me?
Yes.
Oh, see, you got permission. So now you don't have to flake out on me and not answer the phone because you got permission. We got it on tape.
Unless, of course, Napier is now like, he doesn't really want to go. Because I've done this before with my wife where I'm like, oh, shit, I have to find a way to get out of this now.
Just say, wife said no, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, then that makes me look like I don't have control over my life. I never use that as an excuse.
Oh, I use it constantly, whether it's true or not. Wife said no. I don't know what you want me to do about it.
Okay, so there's a velociraptor that also got on the boat.
Yeah.
The velociraptor killed everybody and then got off the boat before they opened the cargo bay. And nobody really thought about it. Nobody really said... Oh, shit,
or,
how could this dude have killed everybody if he was in the cargo bay the whole time? And the Velociraptor put on a wig and self-identified himself as a black man.
Okay.
And everybody just took him as his word, because why would the Velociraptor lie to us? Why would he?
That's a really good theory.
Maybe nobody believed him, but they did believe that he was a Velociraptor and didn't want to piss him off. Like, oh, I guess that's what he is now.
We're going to give you a seat on the board of the NAACP San Francisco.
No, I think the only job a Velociraptor could get is like one of those doormen, because they can open doors. So,
yeah, but they're not like good at it.
No.
I mean, they can do it, but I wouldn't call them like door professionals.
Oh, God, wouldn't it be great if there was like one of those as a greeter for Walmart? Just every time you walk in,
just an obese Velociraptor is the greeter for Walmart.
Welcome to Walmart. Do you have any returns? He's got to work the little price gun to put the little orange sticker on there.
I'm sorry, sir. It's not scanning. Did you get that from us?
It tries to pull carts out for people, but they get stuck all the time because the carts are like all bent.
Sir, I don't believe that receipt is from this location.
Oh, does your kid want this stupid little smiley face sticker?
And he's like a forest green color too, so it'll make people hungry. They'll buy more groceries.
Oh, they can have him working shifts at the Blimpies. That's always in those fucking things. What do you want on your sandwich? What are you having,
guys? Next week, WFOD 200. I believe
next week.
It is next week. Congratulate us, Matt.
Yeah, I will. I will congratulate you. Congratulations, Mike.
I believe all former co-hosts are on board to come, so we will have a full house next week.
Wow.
That includes Drunk, Paul, and Jesse, I believe. So, and they said they're coming, but we've learned in the past that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
That's why we had to get new co-hosts.
Right.
Do they have any animosity towards Travis?
Who?
The former co-host.
Why would they?
Drunk,
I don't know.
Drunk was under the impression for a while we were going to use Travis to replace him with.
Well, I tried to, but he kept coming.
Yeah, because...
And then I kind of learned when Drunk left that I kind of missed the guy. I do. I like having Drunk around. He's fun.
Is it kind of like your butthole itch?
No, I don't miss my butthole itch.
What?
But I do kind of miss Drunk. It's like, you know, we did stuff with Drunk. Drunk was fun to play with. And
we
now
did
we
stuff
don't,
with your butthole itch.
Now we don't have... I itched my butthole itch.
Yeah, but there's nothing better than scratching a butthole itch.
No, you don't understand. This was like mega butthole itch.
Matt, I had a butthole itch for like 8 months straight. It was awful. I saw multiple doctors that fingered my butthole.
You had to go to a doctor for a butthole
itch? I went to three different doctors.
Three different... What?
And none of them could diagnose my butthole problems. They just kept fingering my butthole and playing with my balls. The first one I went to, he fingered my butthole. He said, I don't see anything wrong with your butthole, but let me check your balls. And I said, my balls don't itch. My butthole itches.
Right.
He grabbed my balls anyway. And when he grabbed my balls, he said, ooh. And he maintained eye contact with me. It was really weird. And
wait,
he,
so were you laying on your back?
Did you ever see that movie with John Cusack? You know, there's too many Johns, too. There's a lot of Johns in that age range. John Cusack, that movie Identity, where they were in that creepy hotel place and like somebody got murdered, and then they were all trying to find out who got murdered, and then they all had the same birthday. It wasn't a good movie, but that hotel or motel or whatever it is in that movie, this doctor's office looked just like that. And all his fish were dead. He had a big old fish tank with a bunch of dead-ass fish in it, and he fingered my butthole.
Obviously, he wasn't washing his hands.
You go in there for some butt health,
yeah,
and you see a bunch of dead fish, you should just leave. Because that's not a good doctor. He's not going to diagnose your butthole problem. He's just going to make you sad.
He's not there to fix your fish. He's there to fix your ass.
He's going to take my copay. He's going to finger my butt, and he's going to send me on my way.
Were you on all fours when he fingered the butthole?
I was laying on my side.
Oh. Did you have to, like, pull up the butt cheek? Or did he do that for you?
No, he did the butt cheek lifting and stuff himself. Actually, he didn't really do much lifting. He just kind of put his finger in my butt.
Did you take the boxers all the way off, or did you just lower them down to like
knees? I believe I pulled them down to like my knees.
Yeah.
And then he rolled over
on his side and he fingered your butthole, and then he's like, "Let me check your balls." Did you go over into like the birthing position?
No. Actually, we were standing face to face.
Oh.
Yeah, me and him stood face to face. Actually, it was kind of like it was an afterthought, like on the way out the door. It was like, "Oh, by the way, while you're here, how about I check your balls?" And we stood face to face, and he reached in my pants. Like, I didn't pull my dick out. He like reached in my pants, and he played with my balls, and he said, "Ooh."
Did he change his gloves, or did he touch your balls with your asshole?
I assume he changed his gloves, but I don't remember specifically.
So this dude just touched
Showered since then, so I probably don't have poop on my balls anymore. This was
you probably
years
had it for
ago.
A little bit. What if you would have transferred your butthole itch to your balls?
That would have been unfortunate.
Yeah. That would have been terrible.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Why would he stand? Why would you be standing face to face? Like, I've had my balls checked in a doctor's appointment before. But he just asked me to, like, I was laying on my back, and I pulled my boxers down. He's like, "You know, give me your balls."
Somebody once told me you gotta chill out, homie. But then I got hit in the face with some bread.
That's too many syllables. You gotta work on it a little bit.
No, it isn't. But then I got hit in the face with some bread. No, it works. I did it to the song. I practiced.
Does it?
But then I got hit in the face with some bread. Something, 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 something. See, we got to work on this.
So Thursday you guys are going to see Jurassic World?
I think so. I think me and Napier and I think Jesse's going to go with us. And maybe we can discuss some strategy for Monday. Maybe we can encourage him to make his return. I tweeted him from the account, and then he started text messaging me, and he was mad that I tweeted him from the show account. I think he's embarrassed of us. I think that's part of the reason why he left, is because he's embarrassed by us. He thinks
you wouldn't be.
Well, no, obviously not. I do the show.
Do you guys not hang out a lot, like as a show?
Who, me and Napier?
Yeah.
No, never. We never hang out anymore because he has to get permission from his wife before we can do anything.
I hang out with my show, and you know how many people are on my show. I hang out with them multiple times a week, every week.
Before Napier met his wife, Napier was available all the time. You could call Napier, and he was so enthusiastic and ready to do anything all the time. He would call you and say, "Hey, we doing anything?" And Napier was around all the time. And now he's never around.
I also wasn't getting vagina.
Oh, is that's what you're doing that one?
But you'd think that it would like even out by now, right? I mean, it's been years and years and years, and you'd just be like, "Yeah, but eventually I gotta like go see the sun."
Nope.
I gotta feel the wind in my hair.
I mean, why don't you get the vagina and then go hang out with, like, with the.
I'm a cuddler. I gotta get my cuddle on.
I'm past it now, Matt. It doesn't bother me anymore.
No, it doesn't because you've not gone on about it over and over again.
It's.
I'm not a cuddler after the sex.
No, that's the best part is the cuddling.
See, I like cuddling, but my lady doesn't like cuddling. My lady kicks me off. She says, get away from me. I don't want to cuddle. I need my space.
I'm one of those guys that once the load is dumped, I need to move on.
Well, also, Mike's got a smell about him when he gets the sweat on him. I still can't get your smell out of those pants.
Stanky sweat?
Yeah, dude, those goalie pants that I loaned you. I tried to give them to you.
I didn't even wear them.
Dude, there was like stank on them.
I didn't wear them though.
Does it smell like wet dog?
Yeah, a little.
Apparently, black people think that when white people get rained on, they smell like wet dog.
Huh.
I can see that.
That's a thing.
Is that why
dogs don't bark at us?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a real thing though. You can Google it. Black people think white people smell like wet dog when it rains.
Wait, you called me Mike. I'm not Mike.
I'm sorry.
I'm Gertrude. A 4-year-old female alpaca albina, named Gertrude.
Yeah.
Guys.
Alpaca?
Yeah. Well, guys, yeah, stay tuned next week. Hey, by the way, we should give a little heads up on our presidential thing, because that's still going on, I guess, right?
Are we voting?
Yeah, well, we should vote, and then we'll hand off to Beardy and the Beast and blow this goddamn taco stand. So we got Bill Pullman versus Jeff Bridges. Bill Pullman
Bridges.
From Independence Day. Jeff Bridges from The Contender.
Jeff Bridges.
You're going Bridges?
Got to go with the Bridges.
Matt.
I went with Bill Pullman.
All right, Bill Pullman. I love Jeff Bridges, but I mean, like his character in that movie compared to Bill Pullman. God damn it.
Bill Pullman had the stronger character, yes. But he is also not Jeff Bridges.
He's not the dude. You're right. I'm going Jeff Bridges. I'm going out on a limb.
Just that easily? I mean, Jeff Bridges has also done a lot of terrible characters.
Yeah. See?
He did that ghost, like, police movie.
Doesn't that speech in Independence Day just get you?
It trumps everything.
It does.
All the time.
I mean, and then he saved the fucking world. He didn't save the United States. He saved the fucking world.
No, Randy Quaid. Save the world.
He was like general in that whole thing. You know, he was telling people where to go.
Yeah, but
you got to have supervisors, and then in the end, they take the credit.
Well, yeah, but Randy Quaid did it all.
Yeah,
he had that speech to his daughter, and everybody
Bill Pullman
was sad.
Gave him the chance to do that
with the speech.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got in a plane. The fucking president got in the plane, Napier. You know, I'm going Bill Pullman. I love the dude. I would never vote against the dude, but I'm not voting against the dude. I'm voting against the guy from The Contender. Okay, so Matt went Pullman. I went Pullman. You went Bridges?
Bridges.
Okay, so 2-1. You vote on Twitter. You vote on Facebook. You vote on Instagram. You vote via the website, which it'll be up tomorrow. Gene Hackman versus Terry Crews. Obviously, Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Okay, so 3-0 Terry Crews. Vote on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Harrison Ford versus Peter Sellers. Going Harrison Ford.
I'm going Harrison.
Get off my plane.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford has his own podcast.
Harrison Ford, get off my plane. A lot of people use that for like months after that.
Yeah, get off my plane.
Yeah.
Okay, so Harrison Ford. We got 3-0 on Harrison Ford.
Yes.
And then this is the only one that I think will be close. I think the other one... See, I don't know, though. See, I've been fooled before. I didn't think Michael Douglas would lose Gene Hackman in a million years, but, you know, whatever. Okay, Kevin Kline versus Jack Nicholson. Kevin Kline from Dave, Jack Nicholson from Mars Attacks.
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Jack Nicholson was hilarious in that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go Jack.
Jack Nicholson as the president was pretty badass.
Yeah.
That movie was forgettable. Jack Nicholson as a president.
No, that had some quotable lines in it.
What?
Mars Attacks wasn't great.
Oh, I love Mars Attacks. What are you talking about? Ack, 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 ack.
Yeah. It's an amazing movie.
I'm going Jack Nicholson. So 3-0 on Jack Nicholson. Vote on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that. So, yep. That's what's happening.
Hey, Can I get some advice from you guys?
Sure.
Before we leave, before this happens.
Careful.
What?
Just careful.
Oh.
What? Oh. I'm in the dark about all this.
Careful.
No, no. And you're making me sad.
This is, okay, this is relationship advice.
Oh, okay.
Either of you guys, does your chick blow ass around you?
Like fart?
Yeah.
No, never.
Mine does, yes.
Okay. I have gone 8 years in my relationship with my wife, and she has never farted in front of me. And then, like, in the past...
Oh, no, she has. You just haven't heard it.
Well, yeah, exactly. In the past, like, couple months, she's just been fucking letting them rip left and right.
She just said, fuck it?
She just said, fuck it.
It just, like, just happened?
I mean, a light switch.
Huh.
And she just starts fucking blasting ass, and I don't know what I should
do. Cavalier about it? Like, she, like, lifts a leg and smiles?
Yeah, she looks at me in the eye, and she does it.
Huh. You know, not my gal has never farted around me. She pees with the door open now, but I've been with her now for 14 years.
Yeah.
And I've never encountered a time where she went and took a shit.
What? Okay, so...
I mean, obviously she has to be going and taking shit sometimes, right. But, like, I've never gone into the bathroom after and it smelled like shit. She's never been gone long enough that, like, I would say, oh, she's definitely taking a shit.
Right.
I don't know when she shits.
Years ago, she has
to shit!
Right. No, years ago, my wife and I had a deal with each other that if she would let me into the bathroom while she's taking a shit... that I would get my eyebrows waxed.
Yeah.
And then she did it one day. She was just like, come on, I'm going to take a shit. And she left the door open. And
you watched her shit?
Yeah, I watched her shit. And I still have yet to get my eyebrows waxed.
Did she like, push? Or did it just kind of come out effortlessly?
Yeah, effortlessly. It was just a regular shit.
She just sat there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you, is she underwear down to the knees or underwear down to the ankles, gal?
Oh, down to the knees.
The knees?
The ankles, I mean. Ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the farting, man, like, what would you do if your girl just started, like...
I mean, like I fart around her a lot.
Yeah, I do, too. I've always done it. It's been a thing. I don't know what to do. I feel like I should just divorce her. Just on principle.
I mean, does it upset you, or...
I don't know how to feel about it. That's the thing. I don't know if I'm upset or if I'm happy or what. I'm just shocked.
In a way, you'd be like, you know, oh, well, you know, I like that she feels comfortable with me and, you know, we can be ourselves around each other. But at the other time, it's like, you know, like her poo dust is going into the air and you're breathing it in.
Right. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, man. I don't know. Napier, how do you handle it?
I clap.
Clap.
Like when they're impressive?
Yeah.
Do you give them like a grade from 1 to 10? Like I give that one about a 4.5.
No, I do dumb crap like, did I hear a fart? Or something stupid like that.
Now, what would you do? Let's change the angle of this. What would you do if she just stopped all of a sudden?
Stopped farting?
Yeah.
When she was comfortable farting, but now she isn't?
Yeah, she just stopped altogether, and you never heard her fart again.
Obviously, she's cheating on you.
Is that what's Oh, my God, is she cheating on me? Is like, that what's happening?
You mean because now she's farting, or because she stopped farting?
Yeah, maybe now she's farting because she feels comfortable. She's like, you know what?
She just sees you as a pal now.
Yeah.
She no longer sees you as, like, a sexual object that she needs to impress, and
yeah.
Now you're just, like, her pal that lives with you.
Huh.
So, I mean, who's she trying to impress now? Because obviously it's not you.
Yeah.
She's farting in front of you.
Because I would assume the girls just fart when the guy's not around anyway. Because, like, but now she must be farting when I'm around so she can impress the other guy.
Well, you should,
Yeah, I mean, because it's got to be time to fart.
Yeah.
And you hide your farts from the one that you're trying to impress. Because you don't want them to know that you're
gross, disgusting slob that farts all the time.
You guys cracked this one wide open.
Huh. Man, you should need to hire a private investigator or something.
I'm not even going to do that. I'm not going to give her the chance. I'm just going to divorce her. Tomorrow I'm going to get the papers.
You know what you should do? Return fire.
But I do that already. It's just, I have the same amount. You know, I don't have more now that she's farting.
If you put your butthole up to her butthole and she farts into your butthole, can you fart the same fart back into her butthole?
Like snowballing a fart?
Yeah, like you're trading fart babies.
I mean, I imagine you'd have to angle it correctly. You'd have to get like some sideways scissor action to like line them up good and get a good seal.
Right.
So that the fart actually went into your butthole.
Mike, have you ever peed on a girl before?
Like in the shower, sure. Yeah. Like as a goof.
Right.
Like, hey, I peed on you, huh?
Right.
I had to pee really bad when I was dating that one broad, and I accidentally peed in her. I was like, oh, that was so great.
You couldn't have said that at a better time. I just took a big drink.
Like a full pee?
No, like enough
just
to squirt
it a little bit?
Yeah, where it could have been jizz.
And then you just pretended like that was you ejaculating?
Yeah, well,
you're just like, ah!
What else am I going to say? It is like, oh, hold on, I really got to pee. And she's like, oh, there's pee in me. She just thought it was a really runny cum.
That you ejaculated.
Yeah, you just jizzed right in her?
No. Well, I mean, I guess that's what she thought.
Sorry. My jizz doesn't smell like the usual bleachy smell. And that this is smells like ammonia. It's fine. It's not nothing to be concerned about.
Why does my uterus itch?
No, babe. It was like one of those female ejaculates.
Oh, that's what you could... Yeah, you could have swung that around and said, oh, look, I made you squirt.
Yeah, just blame it on her. That's not
bad.
Yeah,
that's what you should have done. Dude, you should have pulled your dick out and be like, did you just piss on me?
I should have just started peeing and then just... Right when I started peeing, I just should have started screaming and then running around her room, pissing in the air, just going everywhere.
I sprung a leak!
It's been like that scene from Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh, yeah, where he loses control of his ding-dong and pisses all over the shower. Except for this was some chick's room and her vagina.
And then you just look at her and be like, I can't believe you made me do that. Fuck you.
Oh, my God, it was so good. You just keep calling it ejaculate.
Well, guys, stay tuned for Beardy and the Beast. Be sure to come back Thursday for the Lotus Cast. Listen to it on Strange Label, goddammit.
Yeah.
Because
what you should do.
Because that's what you should do.
It's live. How can you not enjoy live programs?
Well, he's making a stab at us because we broadcast on another's.
Yeah, I'm editing that out. Available on strangelabel.com, the Lotus Cast on Thursday nights.
That's where we're at.
There you go. Anything else? Does anybody have anything they'd like the people to know?
I would like people to know that it's okay to identify as a black person if that's what you want.
It's not okay to pee inside ladies.
Did you hear her talk? Like, did she talk all jive?
No,
like,
she talks like a white girl.
Like, yo, man!
You should look up the video because she's doing an interview and the reporter calls her out. It's like, this is a picture of your family, right? Like, they're all white. Are you African-American? And she's like, I don't understand the question.
Those are white people. You came from them.
It would have been really funny if she said, yeah, I'm adopted.
Although,
thanks for pointing that out.
Hey, there's a guy that was on our hockey team. This is a true story. There's a guy that was on our hockey team that he's white and his wife was white. And they had a half-black kid.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Yeah. And it's never been brought up. They just accepted the kid and they said, oh, that's weird. We're both white, and we had a half-black kid. But, I'm not suspicious or anything. And actually, she left him, and and he has both of the kids, and so he just has a half black kid, and it's just, it's fine.
Good on him.
So maybe like one of them has some black in them that they don't know about.
Or she cheated on him with a black dude. Maybe a black dude peed inside of her.
Well, I mean, that's my suspicion, but, you know, different strokes for different folks, you know? You identify as whatever you want. God bless you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll accept
it. Gertrude, the 4-year-old female alpaca, saying good night. We'll see you next week. Napier. Anytime, Napier.
Well,
go ahead, Napier.
Should I become Napier? Can I identify as Napier?
Did we thank Matt? Matt, thank you for joining us this week. We should do it again sometime.
I don't know why more people don't come around, especially Matt that we like.
I love to come on anytime.
Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. And follow us on Twitter at wfodix. You can also follow Travis at producetravis or drunk at drunkardstl. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.